From Minnesota Public Radio News, I'm Matt Sepik. The Hennepin County Board is expected to vote before year's end on whether to approve removing John C. Calhoun's name from a Minneapolis lake. The 19th century politician strongly supported slavery and drafted the Indian Removal Act. Native American leaders have long said the official name should be Bede Mikaska, which means White Banks Lake in the Dakota language. However, hundreds of people who live near Lake Calhoun signed a petition opposing the change. If the county board approves the plan, it would still need the okay of the DNR and the U.S. Board on Geographic Names. The St. Paul School Board has approved later start times for middle and high school students. Secondary schools will begin at 8:30 starting in the 2019-2020 school year. Elementary schools that currently start at 8:30 will begin at 7:30. District leaders cited research showing adolescents do better when they sleep and wake up later. The Minnesota Timberwolves begin the basketball season tonight against the Spurs in San Antonio. The addition of a few key players and the maturation of veterans have Wolves fans hoping the team can end a long playoff drought. Basketball writer Britt Robson with TheAthletic.com says the team should be better than it has been in several seasons.
The Timberwolves are working very, very hard to just demolish the slate on their previous ineptitude. Their payroll is large and only going to get larger. Their blend of veterans and youth are pretty good for a change.
Robson says new forward Jimmy Butler will make the team better on defense. The Timberwolves' home opener is Friday night against Utah at the newly renovated Target Center. In the Twin Cities, we have partly sunny skies and 67 degrees at 2:06. This is Minnesota Public Radio News.